This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and it wouldn't let me say, hold me now, cause I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, cause I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
There he goes.
All right. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On the third mic was Truck Horn Jerry.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Who I promised could come on the air with us last time he was here. You did. You added a couple of words. You were a little quick on a couple lines. But overall, a very solid job from Truck Horn Jerry. Good job, Truck Horn Jerry.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's a pleasure being up here with you. And I just love your show. And you guys keep me awake at night. That's all I can say.
And as a truck driver, that's important.
Yeah, because I got to deliver the goods and services to all these good people here eating.
Yep.
I probably brought them something one day or another.
There it is. That's Truck Horn Jerry's food right there.
Yeah, so with all that being said, I'm going to be wonk, wonk, wonk.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Truck. Don't forget to take your headphones off. All right, there he is, Truck Horn Jerry, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a moment. What a moment. Well, he did the creed, got
good
in
job,
and out.
Buddy.
Great
job,
Truck Horn Jerry.
Yeah,
there you go. You know, what a come up for Truck Horn Jerry as one of my least favorite callers of all time when he started. Ended up just being a WIP afternoon show mainstay.
Mm-hmm. And he, you know, gone away for a little bit there.
It felt like he hadn't
called in 2 months.
Yep, but he's always there. He's always there.
Got like $8 worth of jewelry around his neck.
Yeah, it's a lot
$8
of chains.
$8, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there's eight chains. One of them has 20, has the number 20. You think he stole it from Schmitty?
Or either Dalk, one or the other.
One of the candy necklaces. Is that next?
He is wearing a Phillies jersey that is Kelly Green.
It is Kelly Green. St. Patrick's Day jersey, right?
Is that what that is?
I think so.
Yeah.
We are Chickies and Pete's in Southfleet. Remember, all day today, Chickies and Pete's, crab fries for heroes. Do get out to your local Chickies, whether it is this one in South Philly or another one, as a portion of the proceeds from crab fry sales today are donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. That's right. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is it appropriate for a 27-year-old guy to still use Axe body spray?
Slow news day?
Yeah, that is for sure. It is, actually. 74.6% say no, it is not.
Where's the 25% at?
It's Buzz.
I haven't heard of Axe Body Spray for a while until
Or when I mention it.
Sure.
In reference
with
for
the,
Knicks
with
fans.
The Knicks.
Yeah.
But someone using it.
I did get a response online that says, ripping Buzz for body spray, but you're still sporting cargo shorts. It's 2025.
Who?
Me. Guy said.
Yeah. I wear cargo shorts, too.
Yeah. I got no problem with cargo shorts.
Yeah, what's wrong with cargo
shorts? And here's the thing. You could make fun of me for any of that stuff. I don't care. I'm in my late 40s. I love my job. I'm already married. Like,
yeah, we're off the market, buddy.
Yeah. I take care of myself, and to me, that is enough. Every once in a while, I apologize to my wife for only wearing jeans and T-shirts all the time, and she says she doesn't care, so is what it is. And on vacation, you know what I do? Cargo shorts and a tank top. That's my relaxing
man.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah, man. We need the extra pockets, man.
Yes. I need the extra pockets. For cargo.
Yeah, for cargo.
Yeah, for cargo.
Now, all my shorts aren't cargo, but I do have cargo shorts.
Yes. And now I got a couple of pair of golf shorts as well. Now, maybe it was a sign before vacation. We did get a package in the mail, and my wife was like, hey, I got you some shorts.
That was a sign, yes.
They are not cargo shorts.
Yeah, she wanted you to wear something different.
They're a little shorter, you know. Yeah.
No, listen, show the thigh meat.
The wives love the thigh meat now.
I tell you,
my wife loves when I put on the short shorts.
Yep. The problem with me is I got that big tattoo of my cat on my one thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus checking in. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, when y'all give somebody an inch, they take a mile, man. Y'all told Chuck Gordon Jerry he could sing. He started giving shout-outs, doing his horn.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Everything, man. I tell you, man, when you get people behind that mic, they think it's they show. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. Hey, who could forget the OK Andrew disaster that we had him in here?
Wow, and that put him,
you get him behind
the
mic, they think it's they show. They start driving. They move over, Spike. Let me drive, you know? But ain't nothing wrong. Listen. Buzz. As long as he's wearing body spray, now that Axe body spray is a little bit strong. I don't recommend it. I don't even think I ever wore Axe body spray in my life. Maybe when I was younger, I don't know. But it is a little strong. I don't think they smell great, but he did, you know, number two on this show. You know what I'm saying?
So yep.
As long as he's making sure he's hygienically taken care of, smelling good, I ain't got no problem with it, you know? Because there's some 27, 26-year-olds. They smell like ass, you know, and we wish they could wear some Axe, but I don't know.
Yeah,
by the way,
just as it doesn't smell bad, Axe body spray. Like it smells fine.
Sure,
it's just a lot.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's like overbearing.
Yeah, like when you get to a certain age, like that's why they tell you just when you put on cologne and you're a grown up, you just put a little bit on your wrist or a little bit on your neck, and that's it. Like a dash.
And if you spray himself down.
If you're trying to catch like a lady, don't wear that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we can't figure out with Buzz. He's already got a girlfriend.
Yeah, Buzz already has a girlfriend, so that is good. But if you try to, word of advice, don't wear that. You know what I'm saying? If you out trying to catch a lady, don't wear no cargo shorts. Now, if you got a lady, wear cargo shorts. Don't be.
I got a lady.
Hey man, because you never know. You be out somewhere. You never know when you gonna meet that special somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, nowadays.
Hold on. I thought you were married, Corey.
I am.
Oh,
hey, but me, out. Hey, listen. Hey, me, I'm always cleaned up. You know what I'm saying? My wife love me. I ain't gonna get on the Yoshi side now. But I'm like T.O. My wife love me some me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's a topic for a different day. But who am I putting stock in? I'm putting stock in.
Yeah, who you buying?
Jack Frick.
Yep.
Oh wow, you're going WIP.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's open on the phone line.
What a week for Jack.
Yeah,
it
was all set up by a loss, by the way. If he doesn't lose golf, we don't even have this week for Jack.
Hey, but this on top of it, look, the way if he win this, don't let the Phillies go on no playoff run now.
Mm-mm.
And the Phillies look, hey man, Spike, you might have to start looking over your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? You know, because hey, competition gonna be breathing down your neck, and you know.
Nah, we had that shot.
But what I'm saying, you know, I'm because a lot of people are gonna be, you know, they're gonna get on the train late, be like, oh, I'm gonna put stock in the quarterback. Hey, listen, I put stock in this 5 years ago, so I'm hitting. I'm rich right now. My pockets is set from that stock. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we should have asked Rube, who did they job better, Zach Wheeler or Jalen? You know what I'm saying? Because Rube, you know, he unbiased, and we should have seen heard what he said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, Corey, I thought about it, and then I realized that, like, Rube's the kind of guy that would just say that you can't compare him. Like, that,
I felt like
he would just try to not answer it.
I wish we got his top 11,
though. Right.
Yes.
You're probably right. But, you know, great show today, guys, as always, you know. But who am I selling my stock in? If I was going to sell stock in somebody, it got to be Joel Embiid, right?
It's already low, though.
It's already low. You're not getting anything for that stock. Yeah, you might as well hold on to it if you own it.
I give you that. It's probably already low. But if you got to get out now. Like Spike, he'll drag you under. Spike, if he in the positive, put a stock in MB, he'll make you go bankrupt. Listen, bet black on one, all right? Put black on one if you want to bet. So Jack Fritz and number one, and you'll always hit.
There you go.
That's right.
There it is.
That's right. That's a big answer.
What's the next question?
Favorite thing about vacation?
Oh, it's the fact that you get to unwind. You don't got to worry about no phone calls from these people like me. When I go on vacation, I look at the phone, I ain't picking up. I don't care who it is. Unless it's family, my mom, wife, kids, I ain't picking up.
Well, and thank you for the call, Corey. We'll talk to you when we get back. There are a million reasons that this job is better than my previous program director job.
Yeah.
One of those reasons being, on vacation, like,
you can't be bothered.
I have no responsibility whatsoever. Like,
you still had to be on when you were on vacation.
Yeah. If something happens, you got to pay attention to it, you know?
Yeah.
There's constant stress. I don't have any of that now.
So the Phillies announced that Zach Wheeler, he decided to prioritize rest and prepare for the second half.
That's my guy.
Good.
That's my guy.
Family man wheels.
Yep. Daryl Morey talked today at Summer League. Do you want to hear what he had to say about Joel Embiid's health?
Of course.
Is it going to help your stock?
Nah. Okay. So the first, and this is per the transcription per our friend Sixers Adam at Philly Voice. So they asked him about Jared McCain and how he was doing physically. Remember, he had a meniscus repair surgery in his knee. He said he's great. He's on track. He just met with the doctor that did his surgery. Everything is nominally on track, so he's on track to be where he should be by training camp. All right. So then they asked him if Embiid remains on track for training camp as well. One sentence. Also on track. Yes, that would be my best anticipation at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's it. He's sort of between a rock and a hard place with the Embiid stuff, because if he says he's definitely going to be back, it'll be thrown in his face. So I guess it's good that there's nothing bad?
Yeah. No.
No?
I don't like the fact that Embiid's pretty much been on the shelf now for how many months?
Well, what I would like to see is something from Embiid. I would like to see a video from Embiid. Like, Morey can only do what he can do.
Right.
Embiid should be the one showing us video of him playing basketball.
That he's good.
You know, that that's his job, but it's a little bit his job, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So, to me, it's less about Morey.
Oh, yeah. It's not really about Morey, but what it says is that they aren't sure, which is really about Joel Embiid.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
Yes. I agree. And then real quick on VJ Edgecombe, who has hurt his wrist, has not played.
Very Sixers-ish.
Hurt his thumb, said.
Yeah.
So here is Morey. Yeah, so he hurt his wrist. It's sort of a day-to-day thing. He did parts of practice, and it would be more today to see how it feels. We're hoping to have him back out there. Everyone's excited, including us and VJ, mostly VJ. VJ is the one most annoyed by this. He really wants to be out there, and our medical staff is trying to be smart about it. And then what they've learned on VJ Edgecombe since drafting him, we have to be consistent. If a guy plays poorly at Summer League, we just say it's Summer League. So I don't think you can take too much away from one game, especially given how many games of him with his national team and at Baylor. But it sure is nice to have him get out there, get some confidence, and play well for that one game. So.
Did he injure his thumb shooting?
Well, he certainly shot a lot.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And when did he hurt his thumb? After the 27th shot?
Yeah. Well, hey, he's an Iceman.
No, I don't have a problem with him shooting.
Oh,
I'm
right.
I'm just talking about the whole thumb injury.
Where it came from.
Yeah, where the hell
Well, he did take
hurt?
One fall.
He did?
That is, his hand went down right. Before. So maybe it was. Because
I didn't see the game. So I'm just more or less.
Yeah, yeah. He took a fall. So it wasn't a horrible fall, but he still did take a fall.
All right.
Real quick, because we didn't get to a ton of guys buying and selling stock. Just want to throw some Philadelphia athletes at you. Yeah,
like
see whether you're buying stock or selling stock. Zach Bond.
I mean, that might be one you need to sell high on.
Right?
It's pretty high.
Like, how could he have a better year than he did last year?
He's not going to have a better year than he did last
year. I don't even know if he could have a year as good as he had last year.
He's not going to have a year as good as he did last year.
Especially with his teammates probably aren't as good around him, you know?
Yeah. That would have been one that you could sell stock on.
A.J. Brown.
Oh, you're always buying stock on A.J. No?
I think this year you buy because it seems like they're not going to run Saquon as much, and they're going to go back to being more of a...
Oh, we're back to 1,500 yards.
Well, and A.J. Brown's been campaigning all day online. He wants people to start a chant for him at games.
Yeah.
What's the... That's a weird thing.
It's an odd one.
Yeah.
Trying to piece it together.
Yeah.
Throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Throw him the ball.
He wants us to yell 1K.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And or
nobody even calls you
or
that.
Or AO.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means either.
That's why I'm saying always open.
Well, at least he's not
that's
complaining.
That's what it means, always open.
At least he's not complaining.
Well, he's not complaining. He's a fun thing.
No, he's trying to encourage a chant. Sort of chant.
A-O.
Which just let us come up with the chance.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't encourage chance.
A-O, 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 A-O.
As a playoff T.O.?
Yep. Jalen Carter. Buying or selling Jalen Carter?
Buying. Stop.
I don't care if it's
that dude's barely scratching the surface. You heard Jeremiah.
Yep. I'm going to sell it as soon as he gets paid.
Okay.
After next year, I'm selling my Jalen Carter.
If he's not in Defensive Player of the Year candidacy, it's a disappointment.
Jordan Davis.
I'm buying stock in JD.
Sal.
He's my guy this year.
Well, contract year for Jordan Davis.
Yes, sir. Contract year. I think we get the best year.
Well, by the way, it was a contract year either. Actually, it's not a contract year, right?
Jordan Davis?
It's not a contract year. Because he's got two more years.
No, they picked up his fifth year.
And this is his fourth year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not a contract year for him.
No, but I mean they can give him a contract.
Oh, they can give him a contract.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's not a free agent at the end.
Because that was the thing that they could have done is not picked up the option and just
right.
let him earn it.
And make him earn it.
Yeah.
But they realize that's going to cost him more.
If he ends up playing
yes.
well. Yeah. Cooper DeJean.
Buying stock in my boy Coop.
Sal.
He had too much fun.
You guys are nuts.
Stock's too high. Nickel corner.
His boy's a football player.
Yeah.
He might be our best defensive player outside of Jalen Carter.
Man, you are coming strong on the Cooper DeJean stuff.
I just know I see talent when I see it.
Better than Bond?
Yeah.
Better than Quinion?
Well, it's a different position. Quinion's a cover guy. Cooper DeJean is a football player that you're going to use. He's going to
blitz the
quarterback. He's going to play against the run. He's going to cover slot receivers. He's going to cover tight ends. Like, Quinion Mitchell is just covering a receiver out there.
Wow.
And if they throw the ball at him,
Cooper
he breaks
DeJean.
It up. He may not throw it at him.
Some are saying he's the next Doc. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers.
I didn't go that far.
Yeah. Well, you start putting him at safety. You better start shaking,
yeah.
Doc.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming for the crown.
Yep.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Just say you're selling Jalen. Just say you're selling Jalen. Just say you're selling Jalen. The listener is ready to call in when the show started.
They're waiting.
Well,
good growth from us.
Ike, buying or selling Jalen stock?
I'm buying Jalen stock. I got him as MVP this year.
Jack, buying or selling Jalen
stock? Buying.
It's the same side for him.
It is. It is. No one will remember this, Jack.
No one cares.
You know, Jack, middle of October, yes. when Hurts is the MVP favorite, Jack's going to go, remember, I said I was buying stock.
I did. Yeah. I called the Eagles run last year, too.
Yep. What's next?
We're here to jump, not to play slap and tickle. Rios yelling at everyone's kids at Sky Zone.
Yeah.
It's probably a fun guy to go to Sky Zone with.
Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely scaring everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Jump!
What's next?
The Spike Eskin Prediction Tracker. Saquon, regressing. The Eagles defense, regressing. Bryce Harper may have to retire after the season. Paul George and Embiid will be Kobe and Shaq next season. Frank and
never Omar. Said any of that.
Yeah, he did.
I hate the text line on that. Completely missing the point of stock buying.
Are you going to miss the text line for your week off?
No. I hate the text line. I hate it more than Ben Livingston did.
Nice.
Ben didn't like the text.
No, he didn't. Because it took away tweets
read
and
his
text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tweets and text.
Yep. What's next?
I'm not saying Elliot is a homer, but it was refreshing to finally have someone like Rubon to keep it real and say things like Nolan Smith will have 12 sacks and the Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl. Alex in Lancaster.
True.
We let Rube off the hook. See, we said we didn't fight with Elliot, but
right.
the reason with Rube, the reason we didn't fight is because it was Rube.
Yeah.
If Elliot had said, "I just think they're going to win the Super Bowl again," and Nolan
they go,
Smith,
"Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way!
Where's the worm?
You bump your chest out again?"
Yep. And Nolan Smith having 12 sacks. When was the last time an Eagle had? Did Reddick have 12 sacks?
Reddick had
Reddick, 18. Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
17 and a half.
Both years, right?
We definitely got over 12. Yeah. But the 1 year he had 17.
Yeah.
What's next?
Wait. Spike is buying stock in a player with a 10-year injury history? Friendly reminder that I'm still available. Byron Buxton.
Byron Buxton.
Yeah. Yeah. Still out there.
Well, if it was cheap, like Embiid stock is, I would buy Byron Buxton.
But. Luis Roberts' stock is cheap.
No, he does not want Luis Roberts.
I don't
stock.
Want him either. I don't want him sold to – if they get him as an extra guy, that's fine. I don't want him sold to me as their big acquisition. He's hitting 185.
He hit a home run today.
That's hard to sell.
Yeah, and he hit 220 last year. He's had one good year.
He hit a home run today?
He's been in the league 6 years. He's had one good year. What's next?
I heard that Spike gets really mad when people are being loud at remotes. The emergency alert system going off on everyone's phone at the same time.
Yeah. And I hope it's not like the Purge out there with 911 down.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's back up.
Yeah, don't commit any crimes. What's next?
How much money do these guys have on the Guardians? Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickie's.
You see those guys?
Yeah.
They were just every single thing the Guardians.
The only people in here rooting when Cleveland is scoring.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't see them.
There's four guys at the bar up there. And every single time the Guardians did anything, loud cheers.
Oh, you know
the Guardians aren't even on MLB Network. They had to go to the MLB package.
They They had a bet on him.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just want to know how much.
Yep.
Unless they are passing through here as Clevelanders.
Like, that's going to be you cheering for the Red Sox in September for your parlay. Why is Ike cheering for the Red Sox?
Yep. That's true.
What's next?
108 sacks. 7 interceptions.
Ike sleeping on the beach dreaming about J.J. Watt.
T.J.
Watt.
T.J. Watt.
All right, we need to find out if that's your fault.
Error, or was that him? Hold on. Let me check the text line.
It's TJ.
No, it's written as TJ.
All right, so it's battle.
That's battle.
Moron.
Idiot.
Rob Cherry is next.
Rob Cherry, back-to-back days?
Now,
are we overworking him?
Well, I love an angry Bob on the ride home.
Yeah.
We will not be here next week, but we urge you to listen. Because the shows will be excellent, and they will not only will they be excellent, you will learn to appreciate us as well and miss
even
us.
More,
but
yes.
They will be excellent. I'm sure Broads will be in there, and TK will be in
TK,
there.
TK, first two, Broads, and then Broads and Devin, and then Broads and Al.
Oh, that's cool. I approve of that.
Yeah. But if, just next Friday, keep it to a minimum on the hockey talk.
Well, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, it's our bonus, not
yeah,
yours.
Yeah. This is our money.
Yeah. All right.
Say Jalen is an elite.
Yes. We will talk to you when we get back. We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.